Yes, yes, yes. Attention. This is the Absolute Philosopher here in Campo, California, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with the idea of attention. And just what does attention mean? Attention is something that we all do a lot of, but we don't do a lot of. And that's a very silly thing to do. Think about it. Where is our attention most of the time? Now, as a philosopher, we have been teaching ourselves that thoughts are things, and we say it again and again and again. You say, my goodness, when are we going to get rid of that old rag and start with something new? Well, there is nothing new. You are God, you are divine, you are the creative cause of your universe, and you are everything that you think about, and whatever you think about is what you are, and you cannot escape that because you think that you might like to be what you are thinking about, and that your life is not necessarily out picturing exactly what you want, and you say, why is my life not picturing out exactly what I'm thinking about? Because your life is experiencing exactly what you're thinking about. Your life is only experiencing exactly what you think about. And if you're thinking about being unhappy, then your life is unhappy. If you're thinking about being sick, your life is sick. If you're thinking about being poor, your life is poor. Now, you say, well, holy cow, why don't we change our attitude? Why don't we change our point of attention? Why don't we start looking at the truth about ourselves? Yes, 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 yes. Let's start looking at the truth about ourselves. Now, we say, I like me. I am divine. Order. I am peace. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. Now, if our attention is on I like me, and I'm divine order, and I'm peace, then there is no room in our attention for anything contrary to that. Now, if we think only thoughts about ourselves that say to ourselves, I like me, then only experiences of I like me will be had in our life. That's all that's to it. That's all that's to it. There's nothing more, nothing less. It's the whole ball of wax. Now, you say, well, that's all I think about are happy thoughts or good thoughts. Oh, bullshit. You do not. You think about every thought that comes down the pipe. You listen to the radio. You watch the newspapers and the television. And you pay attention to the people who are making discussions about what's going on in the world. You are not master of yourself at all. You are allowing yourself to be mastered by the people that you have created about you. And why did I, you, we, us, create about us people that are not harmonious with what we think is desirable for us? Because we haven't given attention to where our thought is. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So let's begin today by thinking thoughts that we want to have in our world. I am thinking thoughts that I am happy, joyous, peaceful all the time. I am thinking thoughts that I am a wonderful person, that I'm a nice guy, that everybody loves me. Hey, 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 that's kind of Pollyannish. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Go for it. I am thinking thoughts that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, that my body is perfect, that this is an ideal body out of the divine mystery of wonder within me, that it is perfect, and it is so wonderfully perfect that I could never physically have imagined how it could be. I could never, in my physical body, in my brain, in my activity here on earth, thought of such a wonderful vehicle to go around and enjoy this experience on planet Earth. Wow! Hey, yes, where's my attention on the magic of this body? Where's my attention on the magic of this mind? The mind is the universal allness, and my brain utilizes that mind according to what I believe it does. And if I tell my brain that I'm stupid, then my brain's going to say, there are many things that you do not know. Well, that kind of attention can be thrown right out the window right now. I do know. I do know. I do know. I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer. I am the allness within me. I know these things. I am these things. That's where my attention is. That's where I'm putting every one of my thoughts. That's where I'm putting every one of my dreams. That's where I'm putting my magic of myself. That's where I am. That's all that matters. And you know, when I do that, I live such a happy life. I just got back from a wonderful journey to London. And in London, I talked with the doctors and the nurses. I talked with the hospital people at Newham Hospital in London. And they were so wonderful and so receptive and so responsive. I talked to them for almost an hour and a half. And they stood there and sat there and listened. And I told them that they heal with their mind. They heal with their thought. That the medicines only keep the patient alive long enough to let the body do the healing work. And they train the body, they train the mind to accept the fact that with proper attention, healing is its reality. Wholeness is its reality. And they like that. They like that very much. In fact, one young doctor who had just completed his training as a doctor decided he was going to go into psychiatry because in the mind, he felt, was where the real healing takes place. And it was what he wanted to learn about. Now, I'm sure he's going to learn all the positive things because he tuned himself into his divine self to listen and be a master student. You too can do that. You don't need psychology, psychiatry. You don't need religion. You don't need philosophy. You don't need anything. You just be yourself and have fun. And with that attention in your consciousness, you will have a healthy, happy, hearty, whole life filled with joyous, wonderful things that will just excite you, illumine you, and make you feel that world is your oyster. And truly, it is. Today, with me, join in putting our attention, my attention, your attention, on what really matters. And that is that I am a divine being, that I am divinely created, and I live in a divine universe of wholeness, perfection, peace, harmony, goodness, and joy. And I do that right now, not tomorrow, but I live in the now, right now, with my attention riveted on my reality, my divinity, who I really am. I love you. I love you. I love you.